Daily Source Code, Monday, February 14th, 2005.
Transmitters? We don't need no stinking transmitters.
Broadcasting, it's Adam Curry.
Happy Valentine's, everybody. It's the 14th of February. And welcome once again to the Daily Source Code. Start of a brand new week, a big week for me, because I'm going to be traveling all over the globe. That's right. Starting off with the Netherlands, leaving in just a couple hours. It's 1:21 in the afternoon. This is the Source Code coming to you from Curry Cottage.
The power of your intellect.
Once again, I've got my perfectly brewed cup of Senseo coffee right here. We'll be talking about that later on. I've been trying to sell these Senseo coffee machines now that I am an Amazon associate. And guess what? Well, I'll tell you all about the sales later on. Today in the show, we have got, lots of stuff. Some news on some iPodder clients. We've got some PodSafe music and some PodSafe music promos. We've got all kinds of interesting promos. Of course, Jan Palet's hit test and a mashup or two, because you all love him so much. So, I apologize if you're waiting for something over the weekend, perhaps some form of extended catch-up podcast, which I didn't get around to doing. Actually, I was waiting on Skype to see if Ken Clark would come online, and he didn't, and there was lots of TV to watch over the weekend. We had the Brit Awards, that was Friday. I got home and I just missed it. Luckily, my Sky Digital box, of course, records almost everything you're watching, so I was able to see that. And then there was the BAFTA Awards on Saturday night. BAFTAs are the British Academy Film Awards. And it was pretty boring, really. It was, like a fucking award show. Only no glitz, no glamour. Nothing compared to the Brits Awards, which I guess is the British version of the Grammys, really. And the BAFTAs. It was interesting. There was lots of American movie stars that showed up, and none of them. I think all of them were really surprised. None of them expected the red carpet to be very much the pandemonium that you would see in Hollywood. Excuse me. Ah, Senseo, gotta love it. It was kind of fun to see the American actors and how different they respond to the press overseas and just how different they respond to the fans. They seemed a lot more accessible. They seemed, it was, maybe just wasn't as Hollywood as you'd expect it to be. So it was kind of fun to watch that. So there's plenty of TV. Otherwise, TV bores me to fucking tears. Flip-flopping back and forth between the internet, the internets and TV news. Dresden was in the news, German town that housed a very important communication center for the Nazis near the end of the Second World War, as well as a important train communication. Connection. And only a couple months before the war ended, the Allied forces bombed Dresden to shit, killing what the record says is 30 to 35,000 people. And so, that's always... every year there's a remembrance there in Dresden, not just of Dresden and the people that perished there, but just about ending violence and the war in general. And it's funny because I was watching the press reports on Sky News, ITV News, I think even CNN, and it was the wreath laying and all that. But online I was reading about 5,000 protesters who were, I think most of them were fascist right-wing neo-Nazis, but I don't know because I never saw any pictures. So it goes to show, what's happening, what was really happening. There were no pictures on weblogs either, so just kind of interesting to see some disconnect in the news there. So we got a brand new week, a lot going on. Wednesday I'm going to New York. Wednesday is a very important day, February 16th. The Biddies cast kicks off in Nueva York. So going to be there for the big show. Can't wait to meet all the girls in person. And we're going to be talking every single night about what's going on, because there's lots of exciting stuff happening, lots of opportunities, lots of podcast stuff to be done. And it's all happening this week. Although today I leave for the Netherlands. There's a narrowcasting conference tomorrow, Grandmaster View, the company that I'm a shareholder in. Flat Screen Company is one of the founding partners of this conference. It's anything but a blogger con, right? It's like the reverse of a blogger con, where everyone who is a founder or paid to get the conference together gets to do their little commercial on stage. So I'll be doing part of it for Grandmaster View, but also I will be talking about podcasting, and I'm really looking forward to it. I've been working hard with good friends of mine on a video presentation of podcasting, which is always fun to present podcasting, which is predominantly audio, right, in a video context. So it should be fun. And today on the show, to celebrate the continuing jury selection of Michael Jackson in his trial. And remember, I'm supporting Michael Jackson on this. I don't know what the fuck the evidence is. There may be 40,000 pages of testimony, but I still have a real hard time believing all the allegations. Clearly, Michael Jackson is under some severe pressure and needs a little bit of help there. Just a little bit of support, you know?
The face known to millions as the superstar pop singer. Now immortalized as a mugshot at the Santa Barbara Sheriff's Department.
Color black. Height 5'11". Weight less than 9 stone. Color black. Height 5'11". Weight less than 9 stone.
Most excellent mashup. Really, really enjoyed that one. Clearly it came from the UK. And a lot of people ask me to post these mashups online. Of course I can't do that, as you know, because that would, I mean, probably playing them is even very iffy when it comes to RIAA and ASCAP and BMI. Of course, these types of records would probably never see the light of day in an official release because, well, it's just so much hassle to go through to get all the rights to release them together. And, you know, it's a pain. So it's good that we can enjoy them, but I can't post them online. Although I do hope in the future And we'll be able to do this with the OPML and show notes, and we'll have some type of system, which I've been thinking about quite a lot, and actually Drew's been working on it as well, from Dawn and Drew, you know, to come up with a way where once it's in my show notes, then you can also retrieve it automatically if you want to grab it. So really just trying to cut out steps on the production side and also on the receiving side, so that if you like something that you hear in a show, that you should be able to, you know, get it fairly simply. Oh man. Excuse me, the Senseo is just really hitting me today. Speaking of RIAA, here's an email I got from Matthew. He says, Adam, thought you'd get a kick out of this email. The guy from Muse that's been harassing Bob Lefsetz to get into podcasting. Now, Lefsetz writes a very, very influential newsletter to all the top RIAA industry types. So there's apparently this mailing list that the RIAA folks are all on, and I just wanted to read this to you because it's pretty interesting. If this is what the RIAA folks are reading. Oops, hold on. Oh man. How inconvenient to receive a phone call at this moment. Hold on a second. Okay, let me just switch that off. Okay. Let's see. Here we go. I'm hooked. I might have to download the software to pull all 70 shows onto my iPod, but Dawn and Drew are just that riveting. Did you ever know anybody in love? God, are you reading Blink? Freaks me right out. The part where they talk about where their marriage is going to last. The key element is contempt. Oh, it's very hard to read the signals. Hold on a second. I just lost my place. Here we go. You've got to be a pro, but once you're clued in, you know that slight roll of the eyeball, the slight brow lift, that evidences contempt, and the marriage is doomed. My marriage was doomed by contempt. My ex-wife was just too untogether. Would get frustrated. Couldn't you please lock the door when you leave the house? I've got tens of thousands of dollars worth of shit in here, but as many times I mentioned, she always continued to leave the door unlocked. Whew. So then it goes in this whole thing about respect, about marriage, and then finally we get to the meat of all this. It appears Dawn and Drew are in love. Or maybe it's just that I'm infatuated with Dawn. Maybe she really wears the pants. Maybe Drew is kind of passive. But Dawn is a dream. First and foremost, she's verbal. I hate the silent babes. Well, silence drives me nuts. I want to be with someone who's got something to say, and I don't feel like an idiot when I comment on the minutiae of my life. When I spin my theories, make my observations, Dawn can keep up her end of the conversation. But she's not didactic. She's not overbearing. She's kind of like, you know, the kind of girlfriend you can't stop bumping into on the couch. They say stuff to bug you, the tiniest little bit, to get under your skin, just a little, because you know that's why they're doing it. You just want to slide your hip over and bump hers. An evidence of intimacy as evidence of connection. You got to read this whole thing. I'm not going to go through all of it, but if this is indeed what they're reading about podcasting, they'll be all over it. And there's a lot of love for Dawn in this one. I just get a kick out of the fact that the RIAA is reading all these wonderful words about the love between Dawn and Drew.
Hey, Adam. I tell you, this daily source code of yours is pretty damn good. But I also know another podcast you ought to listen to. It's called the BKLA Podcast. It's over at bkla.blogspot.com. I'm telling you right now, listen to this show, or I'll hit you so hard I'll kill your whole family. You know what I'm saying?
You're thanks. Right. I'll listen to it, boy. If you noticed www.curry.com, there's now a Senseo coffee machine on the right-hand side. I got a lot of email from people after I was talking about, wouldn't it be great if you had some easy way to set up a store so when you talk about stuff on your podcast that people actually go and purchase that. And a number of people have purchased a number of different items and have told me about it after listening to the source code. iPods, iRivers, breakout boxes, music, and Senseo machines. Granted, not many, but I've certainly sold two or three. So, you know, I got all these pointers to Amazon, the associate program with Amazon, and well, it works. I signed up, got the code, put it right there on my weblog. So if you're hearing me slurping down this wonderful Senseo coffee and wondering, wow, wouldn't it be great if for like 50 or 60 bucks I could buy one of those for myself? Well, now you can. And so far I've sold zero Senseos. I don't think anyone's even clicked on the link yet. Some more news in the show notes, which of course accompany the source code every single episode. There's also a way to make your own coffee pods. There are third-party pod sites for different flavored coffee, for tea pods, and even to put other stuff in case you didn't just want to have coffee in there. Again, all of that in the show notes. And if you're thinking of buying a Senseo, let's see if we can prove the model. Let's see if you can click on the logo on my site and actually purchase it through Amazon. Wouldn't that be grand?
Daddy? Is God real?
Hey, Adam. This is David from the Debate God podcast. I've got a piece of trivia for you. Back in the 1930s, both Sigmund Freud, an atheist, and C.S. Lewis, a Christian, resided in the London area. What most people don't know is that they used to get together to drink beer and debate about the existence of God. They secretly met at a place down in Guildford, which is known today as Curry Cottage. Here's a little advice. Neither of them like Cheap Trick.
Whoa. Right. That's the Cheap Trick album falling off my wall.
So, Adam, you might think about storing your precious platinum album in a safe place. Anyway, check out my podcast at debategod.com.
DebateGod.com. Okay. You know, I get a lot of promos sent to me. mp3feedback@gmail.com. If you're wondering how I make the choices, well, you know, it's the creativity. And there are people that send in 4 or 5 minute promos. You know, there's like no way I'm ever going to be able to get that on the air. I have no time to cut it down to size either. So the shorter, the better. I do love promoting as many podcasts as possible because, you know, well, we got to promote them somewhere. And I like all the cross-pollinization actually is great. I was on the Skinny on Sports this weekend on their, you know, the fastest 10 minutes on your iPod. That was great to be interviewed by the guys. They talked to me about steroids and other forms of doping and about, you know, what sports I used to play. You should listen to the interviews, the Skinny on Sports, skinnyonsports.com, TSOS. You can find in the iPod.org directory under the sports node, of course. I'll tell you, though, that I did actually play a sport when I was, I was probably 13, 14 at the time, and I was pretty damn good at it. The sport? Fencing.
Adam, this is Kevin C. Tovel of KCT's Digital World, and we've got a serious problem. While I really appreciate the promo that you played for my commute cast on your February 1st daily source code, I've taken a look at my feed burner stats, and there are people downloading this podcast on iPod or SP. Yep, you know what that means. We've got folks that are listening to the commute cast while driving on their smartphones. We can't have that. I don't know about you, but I certainly don't want to be privy to a lawsuit if one of these folks wraps themselves around a tree while listening to the commute cast. So whatever you do, please don't mention KCT's digitalworld.com or the commute cast ever again. In fact, please tell everyone not to go to KCT's digitalworld.com every Friday because that's when I upload the commute cast. We don't want that, Adam. Can you help me out?
Yeah.
Thanks.
Yep. Mum's the word, dude. I totally promise. That is cool, though, that I've seen a couple of those as well, Podcast SP. So the handhelds are out there. And what's this? Is Microsoft coming out with a new phone that I saw? They're calling it was some, I don't like the name, Peabody. Man, why do they always have these weird code names for everything? The Peabody phone. The only, of course, it only conjures up images of cartoon characters. It doesn't really. And why Peabody? He's a cartoon character, right? Yeah, I guess so. It's like, okay, but I could get pretty exciting. I'm seeing more and more mobile devices picking up the podcast, and more iPodders for mobile devices, which is very cool. You can find those all at iPodder.org, by the way. Just look for the link on the left-hand side that says "Download iPodder." And people who are looking to get started in podcasting, either receiving or transmitting. We have a documentation place. It's ipodder.org/docs. That's pretty much where I send everybody to when they ask me how they get started. So ipodder.org/docs. And while we're on the topic of iPodders, so we're talking about Doppler. First of all, the developers of Doppler, DopplerRadio.net, two Dutch developers, Cindy and Erwin, I was questioning their relationship on the show last Friday. Guess what? They are a couple. They were even a couple before I mentioned it. So that's nice. And I put a link to their little couple shot there of them scuba diving. And we've still had some problems with, well, not necessarily with Doppler radio, but with .Mac hosting. So if you're placing your MP3s for your podcasts on the .Mac infrastructure, basically you're putting them on your iDisk, we're still having problems. In fact, let me just do the, I do a daily check a couple times a day to see if they've figured out their caching. They're using these Netcache boxes that essentially, I guess, kind of, well, what do? They distribute the load. The problem is, hold on, here it is. Let me just see if we're, no, still getting an invalid method. The problem is that they have probably about 20 of these boxes on their network, and most of them are, I'm just going to call it misconfigured, because they're not allowing a head request. Now, I know, whenever you ask for head, you want to get it immediately. The head request essentially feeds back a number of things. One of them is the size of the file that is about to be downloaded. And Doppler radio is actually very smart, because it's asking for this size so that it will know if it's downloaded the entire file or not, which helps a lot with the resumable download. So if it breaks somewhere, if your computer crashes, or if you quit the program, the next time you turn it on, it'll say, "Ooh, I've already downloaded X amount of this file. It's this big, so let me resume the download." So that is not working. Even worse, since it can't get the size, and this is maybe, I'm going to hate fucking hacking around this stuff, but you know, that's one thing that we could do, is we could say, well, if you can't get the size, just download no matter what. That's one way around it. But essentially, .Mac stuff is kind of breaking the way the internet works. I mean, these are protocols that are tried and true and are relied upon by lots of applications, not just podcasting. And in my particular case, since I can't get use the head statement, I can't even attach it automatically to my RSS feed with the software I'm using. So it's definitely messing up a whole bunch of stuff. There are people aware at Netcache. They know about it. But somewhere we're just not connecting. And so if you know anybody who has anything to do with .Mac or with their Netcaches, let them know. On curry.com, I've posted lots of information. It's basically one little option that has to be turned on or turn off. And maybe this is by choice. You know, that's cool too, but just let us know, so we're not waiting around, because I'm already ordering bandwidth from somewhere else, and lots of other people will be as well. And it's just kind of a shame, because it works so nicely with the Macintosh. And I tested Nimic, man, there's a lot of Dutch iPodder development, huh? I tested Nimic, N-I-M-I-Q. You can find that in the iPodder.org software directory as well. It's for Windows only. Did that downstairs on Christina's Windows box under my own account, of course. And I noticed something interesting there. It has an OPML browser built right in, which is, although very cool, it doesn't follow the links. And if you look at the OPML file for the iPodder.org directory, about 40 to 50% of it is linked to other OPML files that are being handled by other people. It's a distributed directory. And it doesn't follow those. So even worse, the links don't show up. So maybe the Nimic guys could take a look. I think it's Ed, by the way. I think Ed does Nimic. So we could take a look and see if we could figure out how to be able to follow the OPML links. Then we'll actually have the whole directory in there, because what's happening now is, as more people are maintaining nodes of the directory, what you're seeing in Nimic is getting smaller and smaller. It looks like there's nothing left over. Because today, and I just posted an announcement about that, we passed the 3,000 podcast mark on iPodder.org. 3,057 podcasts in less than a year. What? In less than 9 months. Congratulations, y'all.
Hey, Adam. This is Rena Marie from the Bandtrax podcast, where we focus on independent pod-safe music and help artists sell their stuff in our online store at bandtrax.net. Just wanted to thank you for playing the pod-safe music trivia on last Thursday's show, and yes, I did know all the answers because I listen to the Accident Hash podcast every time it comes out. That's because Accident Hash and Bandtrax are part of the Association of Music Podcasting, or AMP, which we joined along with five other shows, including Insomnia Radio, In Over Your Head, Indie Feed, and the $250 million radio show. We thought it would be a great way to pool our resources and get the word out for the thousands of great bands you've probably never heard. Anyway, the trivia was a bit tough for you, and you asked for the songs to play instead of having to guess them. So here's a great unsigned artist out of New York City named Andrew Vladek with You Can't Kill Time, courtesy of the Bantrax Podcast. Thanks again, Adam. And you can find Andrew Vladek's self-titled CD in our online store at bandtracks.net. And check out our association's other great music podcasts at musicpodcasting.org.
Wow, the Association of Music Podcasters. I've seen that around. I think I read it on either the podcasters list, maybe the iPod developer list. Great idea. Great association. Great to have you guys doing this. And keep sending stuff to me, you know, stuff that you think is good. And I really like this. That was Andrew Vladek. So make sure you go over to musicpodcasting.org. Was that what it is? Oh, shoot. I hope I didn't get the URL wrong. Let's just listen to that. Was it musicpodcasting.org?
Musicpodcasting.org.
Yeah, I think that was it.
Casts so. At musicpodcasting.org.
Yeah, musicpodcasting.org. Okay, very, very cool. And I got to remember, I got to play some biddies this week. We're almost at the end of today's show, but I got to play some biddies getting ready for the big Biddy cast. They've been recording all kinds of stuff. I'm really curious to see what they come up with. You know, Leanne has been in touch with me over the past few weeks, and I said, look, you know, just do your show about you guys and, you know, about your life and what's going on with it. Oh, let me see. Still to come, the hit test.
Mallwort, it grows on you.
That's right, Mallwort grows on you. And it's really growing this month with great savings on our multi-TV food processor Entertaino Cycle System for only $99.99. Plus, visit our Megastar section and join our Flavor of the Month Club. Britney Swag, Christina Agony, Poop Froggy Frog, and dozens more of all your favorite brand new flavors. Conveniently picked, categorized, homogenized, and whipped into a consumer-friendly...
Oops, what was that?
That's low carb and IQ modulated to make you look and feel like a teenager forever. And you don't want to die, do you?
Mallwort, it grows on you.
Mallwort, it grows on you.
Area 51.
Go now to area51show.com.
Yeah, that's a kind of a weird podcast. Just listen to that. It's production values are pretty good, as you could tell from the promo. It's pretty wacky. I was turned on to it by Caleb from Florida, I think. Caleb, by the way, has an interesting podcast. He has the ex-drunkalog, ex-drunkalog.com. He's a fabulous painter and just has a lot of stories about, well, about being a former drunk.
Next week on the Creepy Sleepy Show, an interview with quite possibly the most controversial figure in the last 7,000 years.
God!
That's right. Next week on the Creepy Sleepy Show, we have an interview with the Almighty herself.
We're going to be asking
God
the important, poignant questions such as, does the religious right really represent him on Earth?
Is George W. really predestined to be president?
Why did it send that crappy band Creed to Earth to do its work?
If marijuana is so horrible, why did you plant it everywhere?
What are the secret 11 herbs and spices in Kentucky Fried Chicken?
Seriously, who's right? The Israelis or the Palestinians?
And most importantly, will old dirty bastard spend eternity in heaven?
These questions and more next week on the Creepy Sleepy interview with
God.
Sunday nights, 9 p.m.
Yeah. Sunday night at 9. Okay, that's when I got to tune in. Hey, dude, it's podcasting. I get to choose my own time that I listen to God. Oh, man, this is turning out to be a silly show. So I kind of agreed with a lot of people who sent in email about Trivia Thursday that it was complete overkill. Although lots of people like different bits, it was like, okay, you know, no, let's not do that. Malcolm Owen sent me this email, says, so Trivia Thursday is now starting to strain at the seams. This means only one thing. It's completely unpredictable noun day stuff. For instance, Karaoke Tuesday, Mashup Friday, Ski Sunday, Knitting Wednesday, Toby Maguire Monday, Hustler Magazine Saturday, sponsored by Penthouse, and Make Adam Eat Bagels Whilst Doing the Cha-Cha with a Blow-Up Doll Thursday. Yes. All great ideas. Yeah, I kind of agree. That's so old school. That's so so broadcast, you know, to have those kind of days. I'm sorry. Once in a while, I slip into old habits, which die very, very hard. And, of course, there's new habits, which you just don't want to have die.
Podcasting with Adam Curry.
My mama always said the hit test was like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get.
Yeah. It's time for Adam Curry to take the hit
test. I'm ready.
With Jan Polet.
Hit me now.
Hey, Jan.
Hi, Adam.
Hey, buddy.
Here's the 10th edition of the hit test.
Wait, it's a lustrum. We must celebrate.
And if you're ready, we're going to start right away. So here we go. This is number one.
All right, crank it up. Oh, 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 it's magic. There you go. Pilot.
And this is number two.
Oh, well, yeah. This would be Patricia when she was with the Pet Shop Boys.
And number three.
Oh, man, Young. I can't wait to hear the answers. Of course, it's Tawny Katane's ex-boyfriend, David Coverdog,
with Whitesnake.
And these are the answers.
Good ones, Young. Like it.
Answer number one in today's hit test. This is Pilot.
Yeah.
And Magic.
Oh.
Oh, 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 it's magic, you know.
Big one
one-hit wonder band from the 70s, I think. Played that one in the 80s a lot.
And the second answer. The Pet Shop Boys. Mm-hmm. This is West End Girls.
Hey, 2 for 2. Sometimes you're better off dead. There's a gun in your hand. West End Town. Yeah, West End Town, the dead end
world. The East End Boys and West End Girls. And the third and final answer. White Snake.
Uh-huh.
Here I Go Again.
Remember when Tawny Katane was crawling all over the Jag?
Adrian Vandenberg on guitar there. Here I go again on my own.
Going down the only road I've ever known. White Snake concludes the 10th edition of the Hit Test. Feedback is welcome at hittest@gmail.com, and you can find them all to download at www.helpathands.nl/hittest. Well, Adam, that's it for today. See you next time for the next edition of the Hit Test. Bye-bye.
Thank you very much, Jan. Appreciate all the work, as always. You know what? Maybe we should do it a little bit differently next time. What if we did shorter clues, but repeat the clue a couple times? So maybe it's just a little snippet of the intro, because now it's like I can hum along and sing along until I get it. Just to make it harder for me, and maybe even more fun for the audience interaction, is play a snippet, play it 3 times maybe in a row, so I could stop it and think about it with the audience, and then obviously we'll go with the answers the same way you've done it. But I love these hit tests, Jan. Thank you very much. Once again, hit test number 10 on your daily source code. The power of your intellect. Wow. That's almost 40 minutes for you. I've got to pack my bags, get all my stuff together. It's just a short overnight, but it still requires hair products. By the way, not a lot of comments about the hair in the USA Today picture. I guess it wasn't all that bad there. The power of your intellect. Actually, Dawn thought it was pretty hot, so... Hey, comments, adam@curry.com, if you want to send an audio comment or some other promo or PodSave music or whatever, you can send it to mp3feedback@gmail.com. For the latest source code and the archives and the podcast feed, it's dailysourcecode.com. My weblog, www.curry.com. That's it. I'm off on EasyJet. Remember, not just a passenger, also a shareholder. Have a great day. I'll talk to you tomorrow from Holland. Bye-bye, everybody.